This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue yesterday announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture will take several actions to assist farmers in response to trade damage from unjustified retaliation. President Trump directed Secretary Perdue to craft a short-term relief strategy to protect agricultural producers while the administration works on free, fair, and reciprocal trade deals to open more markets in the long run to help American farmers compete globally. Specifically, USDA will authorize up to $12 billion in programs, which is in line with the estimated $11 billion impact of the unjustified retaliatory tariffs on U.S. agricultural goods. These programs will assist agricultural producers to meet the cost of disrupted markets. This is a short-term solution to allow President Trump time to work on long-term trade deals to benefit agriculture and the entire U.S. economy, Secretary Perdue said. The president promised to have the back of every American farmer and rancher, and he knows the importance of keeping our rural economy strong. Unfortunately, America's hardworking agricultural producers have been treated unfairly by China's illegal trading practices and have taken a disproportionate hit when it comes to illegal retaliatory tariffs. USDA will not stand by while our hardworking agricultural producers bear the brunt of unfriendly tariffs enacted by foreign nations. The programs we are announcing today help ensure our nation's agriculture continues to feed the world and innovate to meet the demand. The U.S. red meat market is making progress in the challenging South African market. U.S. Meat Export Federation Technical Services Manager Cheyenne McIndaffer just returned from South Africa, where she met with importers of U.S. beef and pork, as well as prospective customers who are interested in U.S. red meat products.
South Africa within the 2 years has jumped to our second largest beef liver market. Still a small percentage compared to our top importer being Egypt, but we always look at ways to diversify these markets, and there's a lot of demand in South Africa for offals, including liver, tripe, and kidneys right now, and we're seeing expansion in different offals as well.
Exporting pork to South Africa is more challenging because U.S. pork offal is still banned and South Africa imposes a number of restrictions on pork muscle cuts. Germany is currently the main supplier of South Africa's imported pork, but importers are watching this situation carefully as African swine fever, or ASF, has recently been detected in several countries in the Baltic region in Eastern Europe, heightening ASF concerns in Germany. South African authorities have been quick to close the market to countries in which ASF is found. Through May, U.S. beef and beef offal exports to South Africa totaled 5,829 metric tons, valued at $7 billion. Pork exports were 383 metric tons, valued at $356,000. The Farm Show will return after these messages. In national news today, the National Ag Statistics Service is ending all of its data collection for the 2017 Census of Agriculture on July 31st. Anyone who received the census questionnaire is required by law to respond by that date. They can also fill out the census online at agcensus.usda.gov. NAS Administrator Herbert Hammer says the Census of Agriculture, which is conducted once every 5 years, provides the only source of comprehensive agricultural data for every state and county in the nation. Your information helps ensure that future decisions about U.S. agriculture represent you, your industry, and your community, says Hammer. Every response matters, even the ones that tell us that you're not or no longer a farmer. He points out that the same law that requires farmers to respond also requires the federal government to keep all the information confidential. It's used only for statistical purposes. Data is only published in aggregate form to prevent disclosing the identity of any individual producer or farm operation. In local events, this week is the Madison County Fair in Highland. Tomorrow is the 4-H Poultry Show at 1 p.m. and the 4-H Goat Show at 7:30 p.m. Friday's Agriculture Day at the fair and the 4-H Swine Show will begin at 8 a.m., 4-H Beef at 8 a.m., and the Super Showmanship will begin after the Swine and Beef Show. Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. is the 4-H Livestock Auction. Saturday the 28th is the 4-H Sheep Show at 8 a.m. the Open Beef Show at 10 a.m., and the 4-H Cat Show at 1:30 p.m. Sunday the 29th, the Open Breeding Cattle Show is at 8 a.m., and the Open Swine Show is at 8:30 a.m. Be sure to come out to the Madison County Fair. The Hillsboro FFA has several upcoming events at the Old Settlers Car Show in Hillsboro, held on July 29th. The FFA will be hosting a petting zoo located by the courthouse from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The chapter will also be sponsoring a pedal tractor pool with classes for children between the age of 5 and 12. Registration begins at 12:30 p.m. on the north side of the courthouse, with the pools starting at 1 p.m. All who enter will receive 4 ride tickets, and a ribbon for first in each division will be rewarded. August 7th, DeKalb Asgrow has an evening field day starting at 4:30 p.m. Registration for this event will begin at 4 p.m. There will be several areas of agronomy discussed, including integrated solutions, growing season review, top corn and soybean product overview, and an Ask the Agronomist segment. This field day will be held in Golden Gate, Illinois. Dinner will be served following the talks at 6:30 p.m., along with some giveaways. See your DeKalb and Asgrow retailer for more information. CHS Family Fun Day is August 11th at the Macoupin County Fairgrounds. The activities begin at 4 p.m. and include things for all ages. This is a totally free event for employees, customers, and their families. There will be a juggling show, magic show, cowboy show, and dinner. Later in the night, starting at 7:30 p.m., the Glendale Riders will be performing in the beer tent. Camping is also available, and costs will be covered by CHS. To get your tickets, stop by any CHS location or talk to your CHS salesman. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District has a cover crop field day on August 16th. The field day will have many industry speakers along with some demonstrations. There will be a lunch served as well, and it is asked that if you would like lunch, that you RSVP by August 6th. You can RSVP by calling 217-532-3361. That's all the time we have on your afternoon farm show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.